Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Leslie Grossman back on the show. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 12 years. She's a leadership coach and a vice chair of the Global Advisory Council at Impact. She's Impact Leadership. She's an outstanding business chair, leading a number of CEOs to help them with their small businesses. She's doing a number of other things that I'm going to get her to tell us about just a little bit. Co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange and the author of several books, including Self Station, including Link Out. She's our good friend, Leslie Grossman. Welcome back.
I'm so excited to be here this morning.
It's good to have you back. So you've been, one of the things you've been doing, I didn't mention, is you've been doing some work at George Washington University.
That's right.
In our nation's capital.
Exactly. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, and they've invited you very intelligently, very smartly on their part. They invited you to come down, and you're helping them with some executive training, right?
What I'm doing is working with their Center for Excellence in Public Leadership, where they train a lot of the leaders in government and nonprofits and even private enterprise in the D.C. area. And my focus for them is helping those people with their what I call leadership presence. It's known out in the world as executive presence.
Right. Why is there a difference? Why do some people call it one, some people call it the other?
Well, I believe that executive presence, which is, you know, how you carry yourself,
right,
how you communicate with confidence and really connect with your employees, your customer, everyone. I believe that the people that do that well are leaders, and everyone has the potential to be a good leader or a great leader. But when you do it with presence, you become a true communicator as a leader. So that's why I like to call it leadership presence.
All right, keep going.
Okay, so it's really about how do you use your body, your voice, choose your words to project that you are a leader, and a leader who cares about people, that really brings people along with you. You know, you just talked about culture earlier on the show.
Right.
And it's how do you do that? How do you communicate that culture? How do you as a leader affect that culture? And it's in so many ways. But often we're not conscious of how important that is.
We are, as human beings, we are influenced by impressions, aren't we?
We certainly are.
And there's nothing, nobody's ever going to change that, whether it's good or bad, whether it's the right thing. I mean, there are times when impressions are made, and I see someone behaving in a certain way or looking a certain way, and I get an immediate impression of them. And having lived on this earth for a long time and been in the marketplace for many decades, I've got pretty good instincts about that. And oftentimes that's telling me something that I need to know, and it causes me to be cautious or confident, but sometimes I'm also wrong.
Right. One can be wrong because
I've made a bad. The person made an impression on me, and I was wrong. It wasn't that they were that they made a mistake; it was that I was wrong.
Well, when we are communicating, or when we meet people, it's things like eye contact, the energy that they project, whether they listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all kinds of body language is very, very important.
Right.
Do we reach out to them and do we smile? You know,
I wonder if that last part, the body language part, I wonder if we're losing that in today's virtual world. What do you think, Leslie?
Well, it's true. You don't see the body language, right? But
do you think the younger generation, the Gen Ys, do you think that they have an appreciation for body language the way our generation did?
No. They need to learn it. They need to learn it, especially for when they meet people face to face. Because as you know, and as your listeners, as much as there's the digital everything, it's really face to face. And I talk about this in my book, how important that is.
It's the original social media.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we still, even if you're, let's say all your employees are virtual, hopefully if you're effective as a business, you're going online with them. You're going on Skype. You're going on Google Hangout. You're seeing them eye to eye, you know, at least once a week, let's hope, if you're going to be effective. And so then you're still making contact with them visually. So there is that. Are you smiling? Are you looking happy?
So you're talking about executive presence, leadership presence, you're initially in the first rush at it, this thing, you're literally talking about the physical, verbal, the oral sound, the sound impression, the visual impression. You're saying that first one, the way you come across, that's...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.